Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Episode number 133. How the hell's your week going? How the hell was your weekend? I hope you're having a good one. I hope you had a good one. Tonight, I'm drinking my Bullet Rye. Once again, delicious. Just on the rocks. Trying to keep down the calories. I hope you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. Oh, man. I just came outside. I got done watching my Stars get their ass fucking handed to them by the Colorado Avalanche. And not a good game. 4-0, man. 4-0. I was actually tweeting about the game. And this goes for my friends and my girl, my fiance. If you question my loyalty, just know that I am still a Dallas Stars fan. After all the shitting of the bed in the playoffs, after all the half-acid play, is acid even a word? A-S-S-E-D? Half-acid play. I'm still a fucking fan. So if you're my friend, just know that we're friends for life, no matter what. Like, loyalty is high. Loyalty is strong. Just an ass kicker of a game. You just have to laugh at some point. I'm going to start harping on him again. Both of them, Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, the supposed leaders of the team. I'm ready for that captaincy to get ripped off of Jamie Benn's fucking sweater. I'm done with it, man. By this point, we played this bad. You got to get in somebody's fucking face, man. I know he's the lead by example guy. And that's fine. That's great. The passive, I'm going to do the work and everybody else will follow me. That's fine. That's great. But at this point, get in somebody's fucking face, man. It's super frustrating as a fan. But it is what it is. You know, I still love my Stars. Like I said, I'm a lifer. No matter what, they could come in last place every season for the rest of my life and I'll still always love them. And like I was describing before, there's that element of like, it's kind of fun when they suck, you know, like the Rangers, Texas Rangers switching to baseball. It's kind of fun when they suck, you know, no pressure, no expectations, you know, it's kind of nice. But, let me explain these, playoff brackets, how this round robin and everything is working. I didn't understand, man. I've read article after article and, I just couldn't get it. It had to be explained to me verbally. I think I'm a better verbal, learner than I am a visual learner, you know? So it had to be explained. I mean, you guys have heard me read on the podcast before. You know, I just say shit. I just say what's on the... I'm like Ron Burgundy. I will say whatever is in print, and it makes no sense to me whatsoever. Anyways, so if you didn't know, let me clue you in, even though it's already started. How the hell this shit is working? How the hell this playoff thing is going to happen? So basically, top four teams in the Western Conference, top four teams in the Eastern Conference, they're basically all battling it out. Trying to see, you know, trying to get their seats for the playoffs. So everybody in those is already in the playoffs. They're just trying, they're just playing for position basically. So all the bitching I just did basically means, we're going to be probably fourth place in the playoffs. And, it's kind of looking like one and done for us this year, unfortunately. So in the Western Conference, you have the St. Louis Blues, the much hated St. Louis Blues. You have the Colorado Avalanche, who just beat the living shit out of us tonight. You have the Vegas Golden Knights in third... I'm sorry, not in third place. They're actually in second place under Colorado right now as far as who's going to be the top seed. And then you have my Dallas Stars. And by the way, that game the other night against the Golden Knights, the Stars played. Dude, we played such a great game. We got an early goal scored on us. That kind of sucked. You're like, oh, fuck. We're rusty as hell. And we actually dominated 95% of the game. I was feeling pretty good. I'm happy. 3-1, 5 minutes left in the third. And Vegas comes back. scores one, scores another one, like a minute and a half later, tie game. A few minutes left in the game, they score, you know, a fourth goal and an empty netter. So it ended up being 5-3. That was quite a meltdown, but we played a solid game other than that, which, you know, we're shaking the rust off a little bit. Tonight, I don't know what the hell happened. We're just out of sync. It didn't work. So anyways, there's your top four seeds for the Western Conference. And basically, these teams are battling it out to see who's going to make it for the, you know, they take the top eight of each conference to play in the playoffs. So in the qualifying round, just to be fair, just to give everybody a chance. And by the way, I'm not reading any of this. I'm looking at pictures. It's a picture book. So it's the Oilers versus the Chicago Blackhawks. You have the Predators versus the Coyotes. You have the Canucks versus the Wild. You have Calgary versus Winnipeg. I think one of these might be over already. That's everything for the West. And those 2, 4, 6, 8 teams are battling it out basically to be, you know, just to get a playoff spot. It's going to be 5, 6, 7, and 8 that they're fighting for. And I guess they're going to take their ranking. So Oilers are ranked 5th. Blackhawks are ranked 12th. I almost called them the Sabres. The Predators are ranked 6th. The Coyotes ranked 11th. So on and so forth. You guys kind of know how it works now. So that's the Western Conference. Eastern Conference, and the top four seeds, you have Boston, who was crushing it during the season. You have Tampa Bay. You have Washington. And you have Philadelphia, which is, dude, Philadelphia, the Flyers, man. I've always liked the Flyers. I remember playing NHL like 95 on Sega or some shit like that. Dude, I always pick the Flyers. I love the Flyers. Broad Street Bullies, right? So those are the top four seeds. The ones battling it out right now are the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Montreal Canadiens in one match. You got Carolina, New York. I actually think Carolina's already moved on since they put this up on the website. So New York Rangers are out. You have the Islanders and the Florida Panthers. I like both of those teams, to be honest with you. I would actually like to see the Panthers win out. They're 10th place playing a 7th place team. And then you have Toronto and Columbus. Dude, it's really weird how this is working right now. The underdogs, or at least pulling off that first game. And in this first round of the qualifying round, it's best 3 out of 5, I believe. So you lose one, you're kind of in a tough spot already. It's pretty quick. So yeah, man, hopefully my Stars get it together. I'm not panicking yet. You know, I know we have a lot more in us. It's just we got to get those fucking top guys to care. It looks like they don't care. It's rough to watch. I know they care. I see Jamie Benn over there sweating his ass off on the bench. You know, but sometimes you gotta fucking grab somebody and shake them up. Men, professional sports, do something, dude. Just being passive about it and leading by example, we're not in fucking kindergarten, dude. It's not gonna work. Let's take another drink. Cheers. So I often talk about how bad I am with technology on this podcast, and I can't get it together. It frustrates me to no end. You know, I just can't seem to figure it out no matter what I do. You know, I just, I miss the class. I miss the boat. I don't really know how else to explain it. So basically, when there's a technology win for me, I get super excited, and I have 2 for you this week. Actually, 2 wins for me in a row. One of them being on Xbox. You know, I've been playing a little Red Dead on Xbox. I've been playing a little Rocket League on Xbox. Add me, DUY podcast. D-U and the letter X-Y podcast. And join me, play me in the games. I actually found, this is the win, actually found Fight Night Champion. They somehow rebooted the game, redid it for 360, and I can actually play Fight Night Champion. Now, I do have something to ask for any of you nerds out there any of you tech nerds, write me a drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com. How do I play online? That's what I want to know. This is a different account, so it's not my normal EA account that I was signed up for. I'm trying to figure out how to get that account over to this. I have an Xbox One S. I'm trying to figure out how to get that account over here so I can actually play people online. That's the best part to the game. I mean, playing the computer is pretty cool, but, you know, you just start, you know, you get used to it. You know what they're going to do. They're predictable. Humans aren't as predictable. So I'd like to play that online. The other technology win, you guys might laugh at me for this. I just found out what timestamps are. And like YouTube videos, I just found out how that worked. So like I'll go watch a live show on YouTube, because that's all anyone can really do anyway right now. I'll go watch a live show, and what's this dog yapping about out here? Good God, is that the dog that's always fucking barking all the time? Anyways, so I'll go watch, you know, live shows, maybe from the 80s or whatever, maybe recently, and I'll look down on the comments. I'm like, oh, when are they playing each song? So I'll see the time listed out, you know, they're playing this song at 3:03 and this song at 8:10, you know, so I would just fast forward the little button to go to, you know, as close to 8:10 as I could get, like 7 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm like, all right, close enough. I'll watch the last 30 seconds of this just to get on time for the other one. I didn't know you could actually click on the timestamp and it'll take you directly there. So this whole fucking time, I'm struggling with YouTube. I'm like, you know, griping. It's like, fuck, too far. Ah, fuck, I went back too much. Oh, I can't get it right. You know, I'm just like clicking the button, like the video's having to load over and over again. I'm like a fucking child playing on a phone who doesn't. Yeah, I mean, my children play on my phone better than I do. They probably know more about my phone than I do. You know, they know how to unlock the screen. They know how to scroll. All that shit, which is kind of scary. You know, I don't let my kids have my phone. I'm just like, no, you're going to like download a virus or, you know, I don't know. Worst case scenario is basically what I'm thinking. So yeah, I just found out what timestamps are and how they work. This is not a stuff you should know podcast, but this is something you should know. If you're like me and you're bad with technology, use timestamps. Stop trying to scroll through the videos with your fucking fat finger, you know? I felt like an idiot the first. I think I accidentally clicked on a timestamp too. You know, I was like, I always thought it was cool. Like, great, they placed it out for me, so it'll make it easier to get to the song. That's awesome. You know, I always liked those comments, but I didn't know you could actually fucking click it. And I should have known because it's in blue. You know, it's like asking to be clicked. That's like the sign from the internet is like, hey, click me. I'm blue. Blue means go on the internet for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know who decided that. So yeah, there's a little win for me. Cheers to me. Let's take another one there for good measure. We're going to diet now. Let's transition to diet. We talked a little sports. We talked a little technology. Let's switch to diet. Right now, as of now, I've kind of given up on the low-carb thing. It just doesn't make sense. It's just like polar opposites to be plant-based and also low-carb. I mean, vegetables inevitably have carbs, you know? I got so discouraged the other night as I looked at the tomatoes, the can of crushed tomatoes I put on my zucchini pasta with mushrooms and black olives. And it's like 150 million carbs, dude. I'm like, what the fuck? This just ruins my whole thing. And I'm so like discouraged. I'm using my Fitness Pal again. I'm just so discouraged. Like this whole damn time, I've been getting all the, I was thinking I was staying under 50 grams a day by my calculations. You know, I would take the total carbs in each serving and I would subtract it by the number of fiber and it'd be like 3 carbs per serving. Great. I can have a couple of servings. Apparently tomatoes, they are a fruit, by the way. I think I refer to them as vegetables all the time because that's how I was brought up. They have a lot of carbs. A lot of carbs, a little bit of natural sugars, and it just blew my whole theory out of the water trying to be plant-based, low carbs. So I'm not doing that anymore. What I am doing is not having grains, not having bread still, no pasta. I'm basically just eating vegetables and seeds and peanuts. Peanut butter, dude. I cannot get enough of peanut butter lately. That shit is dangerous. It's like 190 calories for like 2 tablespoons, and it's fucking, oh my god, you can destroy your whole day. Like, I was an angel all day long, and, you know, just 3 servings of peanut butter, and I'm just like, fucked, my calories are done. So that's what I'm doing. I'm still doing plant-based. I'm cutting out the unnatural carbs aside from the peanut butter. Gotta have that peanut butter. And that's pretty much it, man. I'm counting calories. I'm using MyFitnessPal. I'm not going to tell you to follow me on there just in case I have a horrific day, you know. Basically, what would happen if you did follow me on there is I would just not log anything for the day because I'd feel so ashamed of how bad I did. Yeah, that's basically what I'm doing. So I did count. I think this is like 100 calories for this Bullet Rye whiskey, which is not too bad on the rocks, and it is tasty. Cheers, everybody. So, yeah, last night, man, by the way, on the couch, dude, I was like a crackhead, like a fiend, dude, trying to not eat another serving of peanut butter. That shit, I don't know what it is about it. It's just like hearty, I guess, you know. I'm actually getting really good at cooking vegetables, man. I never thought I'd be in this position. I let a couple of different people try my vegetable soup I made, and they liked it. It wasn't just blowing smoke up my ass. It was actually pretty fucking good. And I know it was good because I almost ate the whole pot the first night I made it. It was supposed to be my lunch for like the next 2 days, you know, and I almost ate the whole fucking pot. There's a little secret seasoning in there I won't get into, you know, going little Emeril Lagasse on you. That's an old reference, Chris. Wasn't he big in the 90s? Yes, he was. He's the guy that said bam, you know, before all these people started sprinkling shit with their elbow hanging out. You know what I'm talking about? The chef that sprinkles shit with his elbow hanging out and it like barely misses his elbow before it hits the food. Like it's all fancy. He's like doing a fucking, I don't know, like a puppet show, but sprinkling shit. I don't know the guy's name, but anyways, I gotta tell you guys, man, I couldn't believe this the other day. So I go to the store, I'm shopping for my vegetables, for my fruit, not fruit, I'm sorry, I shop for fruit for my fiance, not for myself. I haven't had an apple in like, I don't know, 6 fucking months, man. It's been pretty wild. I hadn't had any fruit in so long. I don't think my body would know what to do with it. Anyways, so I go to the store, I'm getting our grocery list knocked out, you know, baby girl needs a little bit more formula. We're about to transition her, by the way, into regular milk, I guess. I'm looking for alternatives. I really don't want to do cow's milk, but I will if that's the healthiest. You know, I was raised on cow's milk. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's fine, I'm sure, but I'm trying to look for a healthier alternative. You know, if she was lactose intolerant or something, she wouldn't be drinking cow's milk, so we would have to find something anyway, so there's got to be something out there. Anyways, so I go to the store. I'm doing some shopping. I'm just kind of browsing around. I'm not in and out like I should be. I am wearing my mask, everybody. You should all wear yours out in public. I am wearing my mask. I'm shopping around. I'm kind of, you know, just window shopping, if you will. And I'm going down, dude, I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast before. I have an addiction to appliances. I don't know why. I can't help it. Like can openers, coffee makers, ice cream makers, just fucking everything, dude. I love all of the appliances and I don't know why. I'll walk down the aisle. It's a big problem for me. Like, I've got to the point where my fiance's like, babe, if you bring home another fucking appliance, you're going to return it. Because I want to buy everything. Popcorn machine. It's like every machine. Snow cone machine. Look, now we got a snow cone machine. I have a dessert bullet ice cream maker. It's like mixed sorbet that I've never fucking used ever, but I just wanted it. I had to have it. I don't know why. I want a new can opener. Ooh, look, a new microwave. It's so much fun for me. And then you get into all the like cooking utensils and stuff, like rolling pins and fucking colanders and, ooh, this one's different from that. And this one, this handle curves like this, you know, for easy use. Or this colander stretches out over the sink, you know, so it doesn't fall in while I'm pouring the greasy shit down it. Anyways, so I have a big problem. I don't know if I've ever admitted that before. I have a big problem with appliances. So I'm walking down the appliance aisle. And, you know, I'm kind of people watching. That's what I do when I go out. You know, I'm there by myself. I'm the one that's going to catch the coronavirus if it comes down to it, because that's the way we planned it out to be. So my fiance can keep her and the kids safe, you know, and away from the coronavirus. So I'll be the first to get it. And I'll suffer, even though I think I already had it. So anyways, I'm walking in the store and I'm people watching as I do, looking down the appliance aisle. And I see this tall guy, I'm assuming the dad, and he kind of has his arm on this, you know, bigger, shorter lady's shoulder. And I don't know why it matters that she's bigger. I'm painting a picture that I saw in my mind. So he's walking, he has his arm on her shoulder, you know, he's just being affectionate that way. And here comes this shorter kid, this shorter guy, I'm assuming the son. You know, he looks young in the face, and I'm just kind of browsing around, and I don't know why I'm watching these people so much. I guess they just walked into my field of vision. And the son comes around and, like, cups the mom's ass in a, like, excuse me, I need to get by you manner. Like, cups it. He didn't squeeze, but he definitely cupped and like went around the right side of the mom so he could get past her to go to the basket to put whatever he had into the basket. And I just froze. I didn't know what to do. I was like, did that just fucking happen? Like, I know porn right now is like, that's the big thing is incest, and I'm not sure why. But this was like, this really happened right in front of my eyes. You know, it was strange, man. And I just stood there. I froze. I didn't know what to... I'm like thinking to myself, you don't fucking cup your mom's ass, you know, as an excuse. Like, excuse me, mom, let me cup your ass. You don't do that. And you especially don't do that in the middle of goddamn Walmart. If you want to have your little freaky deaky shit going, that's fine. Do it on your own time. In the middle of Walmart? Dude, I saw this happen. I didn't know what to think. I just froze. And I know what you're saying out there. You listeners are like, oh, well, he's from Texas. You know, that's what the, no, I've always heard that's Arkansas. You know, that's not Texas. Wait, do I have any Arkansas listeners? Be a good thing to look up before I trash them, right? Nah, I don't have that many Arkansas listeners. So I hear that's in Arkansas. You know, that's not Texas. We don't do the incest thing in Texas. That's Arkansas. Put it on them. You know? It really reminded me of that time I went to the show with my friend James and Alex and Sid and Travis. And, you know, the show starts and I'm pushing my way up to the fucking pit. Like, I'm ready to go. I want to do this. And my friend Travis gets caught behind everybody. And he was like, I almost got in a fight when he gets up there. I was like, what? What happened? The music's playing fucking loud. We're like in the pit. People are jumping around and being all crazy and shit. And he's like, the guy was like, did you touch my girl's ass? And Travis was like, what? He's like, did you touch my girl's ass? And Travis is like, I don't know what you're saying. Did you touch my girl's ass? And he's like, no. Like, the guy was ready to fight him, I guess he thought. But that's what this kid, the Walmart kid, did to his mom in the middle of Walmart. It was bizarre, man. It was bizarre. I've never, and I'm assuming all of this. I don't know these people. I am assuming a lot, but the way it looked with the dad with the arm on the wife's shoulder, and then the son comes up behind trying to squeeze around because she was a bigger lady. Oh, that's why it matters. He's trying to squeeze around so he could get to the front of the basket to put whatever he had in his hand in. Hey, I picked this up. I want this, you know. Ah, shit. Give me one second. Sorry, I had to pause there. I had someone walking up to my car. I didn't know what they wanted. Anyways, so yeah, man, pretty fucking bizarre. You know, like I said, I am assuming a lot here, but you know, fucking strange, man. Strange times. I hate when people say that, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Strange times. Is it that desperate? Oh God, I'm not even gonna speculate. I'm not even gonna go there. I don't want to speculate why he was grabbing his, cupped his mom's ass in the middle of fucking Walmart. So, anyways, let's take another drink. Let's do some drink recommendations. Cheers, everybody. All right. So I have some frozen drinks for you, and they're not margaritas. Does one of these say margarita? It is getting hot. It has been hot. Maybe give you a little relief. Get some water in your system one way or another. We know you're not going to drink water. You're just going to drink booze. So we'll get it in your system somehow. The first one I have for you is the watermelon. Oh, no. Watermelon margarita slushy. The very first one. I said they weren't margaritas. So what you're going to need is 1 cup tequila, 1/2 cup triple sec, 4 to 6 cups watermelon, about 1 small watermelon, 1/2 cup sugar, 1/4 cup lime juice. Here's how the hell you make it. Cut your watermelon and place the cubes in freezer overnight the next day. Combine tequila, triple sec, watermelon cubes, sugar, and lime juice in a blender. Blend until consistent. Pour into margarita glasses on your now empty or your now empty watermelon rinds. Okay, so they made little bowls out of these empty watermelon rinds and they put it in there with a straw. That's kind of festive, right? That is the watermelon margarita slushy. After I said they weren't margaritas, that's funny. By the way, I don't read these all the way through before I give the recommendation. I just hope I know all the ingredients and I know what the hell I'm talking about sometimes. The next one I have for you is the strawberry kiwi frozen mojito. You're going to need 1 1/2 cups chopped strawberries frozen, 1 1/2 cups chopped kiwi frozen, 3 tablespoons simple syrup divided, 8 fresh mint leaves divided, 3 ounces rum divided into 1 ounce a piece. Is that what that means? 3 1/2 cups crushed ice divided, strawberry and kiwi slices to garnish, mint leaves to garnish. Here's how the hell you make it. In a blender, combine the 1 1/2 cups frozen strawberries, 1 1/2 tablespoons simple syrup, 4 mint leaves, 1 shot of rum, and 1 3/4 cup of crushed ice. It says in parentheses, if you have whole cubes, crush them in the blender first. Blend until well combined and slushy-like. Pour the strawberry mojito into 3 8-ounce glasses, filling halfway. Rinse out the blender jug and combine the remaining 1 1/2 cups chopped kiwi, 1 1/2 tablespoons simple syrup, 4 mint leaves, shot of rum, 1 3/4 cups crushed ice. Excuse me. Blend to desired consistency. Pour the kiwi mojito over the strawberry mojito. Garnish with kiwi, strawberry, and mint. Serve immediately before that shit melts. It actually looks kind of cool. It's got the green on top and the red on bottom. That is the strawberry kiwi frozen mojitos. That is from hostthetoast.com. The watermelon margarita, let me go ahead and cite this, is nellybelly.com. And the last one I have for you is chelseasmessyapron.com. This is sparkling raspberry limeade. Damn, Chelsea's kind of fucking cute though. Let's see if I can find this recipe. And this fucking, I'm still scrolling on this strawberry margarita one, and it's just, this is the perfect example of the problem I have with blogs, you know? It's just rambling on. This last little passage before they get to, before they get to the recipe. Please excuse me, by the way, I had a brilliant idea of adding a double shot of espresso to my coffee this morning, which wound up being a horrible decision on multiple levels. If this blog post is all over the place, it's because my body apparently cannot handle this much caffeine. It reminds me of the time I decided to drink coffee and an energy drink while listening to O Fortuna before going to work. Don't ever do that, by the way. It's really a terrible idea, but you probably don't need me to tell you that. I digress. back to the recipe. This recipe, these strawberries, like, come on, man. So, I mean, I know they're filling up characters, but good Lord. That was just a total, I mean, it's okay when I do it. I'm hypocritical, I know. It's okay when I go off on a tangent, just nobody else. Not if you're making me read it. If I'm listening to it, I'm cool, you know? Anyways, chelseasmessyapron.com. This is the sparkling raspberry limeade. You're going to need 4 cups fresh raspberries, 1 cup fresh lime juice, 1/2 cup white sugar, 3 cups cold sparkling limeade, ice, fresh raspberries, and lime wedges for serving. Here's how the hell you make it. Combine raspberries, lime juice, and sugar in a high-powered blender. Blend until smooth. Strain through a fine mesh strainer into a large pitcher. Use the back of a wooden spoon to press the mixture through. Discard the seeds and solids. That's what I hate about raspberries, is the fucking seeds. Those are annoying. They get stuck in your teeth. If enjoying this drink immediately, same day, stir in the sparkling limeade and whisk to combine. If you aren't going to finish the drink in the same day, add the sparkling limeade to individual cups, add ice to individual glasses, and pour the raspberry limeade on top. If desired, garnish with fresh raspberries and lime wedges. That is the sparkling raspberry limeade. There's the 3 drink recommendations. There's the podcast for the night. Let's go ahead and finish this off. And hey, by the way, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Be safe out there, guys. I say it every episode. I know I harp on it, but I'm serious about it. And I want you to be safe out there. Cheers, everybody. All right. That's going to do it for me. Be safe out there. I'll talk to you next fucking week. Go Stars, go Rangers. It's going to be a long, short season. So cheers, everybody. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.